Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 9th of April, 2022, and it's the 8th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan or Aviv. It's Shabbat HaGadol, which is, you know, you could call it Palm Saturday if you want. Palm Saturday, that's something that's just been dropped in my spirit as I'm doing these audios. Palm Saturday, hallelujah. This is part seven of the audios that I'm doing today for the purposes of throwing more light on Shabbat HaGadol. This is a time to prepare ourselves by, you know, well, we don't do it on the Shabbat, but it's something that is expected of us, you know, to get our homes ready for the Passover festival by clearing out every leavened product that is in our homes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So today is a very special Shabbat. We give glory to Yah for it, as we have already discovered. It's the Shabbat in which we remember the triumphal entry of Yahushua HaMashiach into Jerusalem. Now, I want to talk about the issue of Genesis chapter 22, verse 8. Today, we remember Genesis 22, verse 8, because the fulfillment came on Nisan 10, which is Shabbat HaGadol. Isaac asked Abraham that, you know, where is the lamb for the burnt offering in verse 7. And then Abraham says in verse 8 that Yah will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they both went together. And indeed, Yah did provide the lamb. I mean, first of all, Isaac was to be placed on the altar, the binding of Isaac was supposed to happen so he could be offered to Yahweh as a holy sacrifice unto Yah. And then Yahweh accepted that sacrifice and then decided that in place of Isaac, the lamb would be offered. So when the lamb was offered, the lamb represented Isaac. It was a perfect lamb sacrifice that represented Isaac. This did not happen on Passover. This happened on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th day of the 7th month, Tishrei. That's when it happened. So it's very interesting. The 10th of Nisan is on Monday. And the 10th of Nisan is Shabbat HaGadol. And the 10th of Tishrei, the 7th month. So the first month, 10th of Tishrei, is a very important Sabbath, High Sabbath. And then the 10th day of the Hebrew month called Tishrei, which is the 7th month, that is also a High Sabbath. In fact, the highest Sabbath of the year. So we choose the lamb on the 10th of Nisan. And then interestingly, on the 10th of Tishrei, that lamb, the scapegoat, was sacrificed, and also a perfect sacrifice, which was Isaac, was offered unto Abba Yahweh. Now, the reason why this is very crucial is that when Abraham is talking about Yahweh providing a lamb, he's not just talking about the lamb for that time, he's also, you know, prophetically speaking of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abraham was a prophet of the Most High God, and his wife Sarah was also a prophet, not prophetess, but prophet. Remember, the Lord Yahweh hates the word prophetess, and he says that whether a lady or a man is a prophet, we are to call them prophets. So Prophet Miriam, Prophet Deborah, Prophet Elisheva, Prophet Sarah, the wife of Joseph, was also a prophet. So we give praise to Yah for that fulfillment of prophecy. Now, when Abraham made that statement, because this is a scripture we read during Pesach, Genesis 22:8, when he made that statement, he was pointing to Jeremiah chapter 31, where Yahweh speaks of the new covenant that he is going to create or enforce with the children of Israel. And Yahushua HaMashiach, when he comes to earth, he is the progenitor of that new covenant, because he says, I'm sorry, I forget where he quotes it, but I know it's in the book of Matthew. It's in the book of Matthew where he says it, that this is the blood of my new covenant. When he's talking about the bread, he doesn't talk about the new covenant, but it's all part and parcel. They are one. They go together. So it's very important to take note of that. He's the bread of affliction and the cup of salvation. And that was what Shabbat, that's partly what Shabbat is about, because it represents his resurrection from the dead. So, Yahushua HaMashiach being chosen as the lamb who was slain on this day is very prophetic, because it is linked to Isaac. And I really would like to believe that the day on which Yahushua made the decision to choose Isaac as the lamb that would be slain on Yom Kippur would have been today, you know, Shabbat Haggadol, Nisan 10, is very possible. I mean, it's not, we are not told but when, but I'm beginning to think that it could have been this day, and then 7 months later, Isaac, oh no, not 7 months later, maybe some years later plus 3 plus 7 months, Isaac would be the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice. And Yahweh said from that day onwards, the children of Israel were to make a shofar horn, so out of a lamb out of the lamb's horns, and that would represent, that would be used to represent what Isaac did. So every time they blow the horn, Yahweh would remember the sacrifice made by Isaac, and then the sins of Israel would be overlooked. So before Yahushua's coming, Isaac played a very important role in the lives of Israel, and he still has a role to play on Judgment Day, which is complicated. I know that when I say it to some people, they find it unbiblical or out of this world, but when Romans 11 talks about the salvation of Israel coming in the future, it first of all, it means that they will eventually see Yahushua HaMashiach for who he is and understand and acknowledge and accept him as their Messiah. And they will say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Because Yahushua said that he will not return until they make that statement, and indeed they will. So, just as Yahushua HaMashiach is the promised son of Yahweh and the only begotten son of Yahweh, Abba Yahweh, as it's, we see in John 3:16 and 18. Also, Abraham is the promised son of Abraham. Isaac is the promised son of Abraham who gets sacrificed unto Abba Yahweh as a perfect sacrifice. So, Yahushua HaMashiach was sacrificed as a perfect sacrifice to Yahweh in relation to the sin of the world. And Isaac did the same, because Yahweh said that every time we blow the shofar horn, Yahweh will overlook the sins of Israel. Which means that when it's time for Yahweh to save Israel from eternal death in hellfire on Judgment Day, because this is what he has said himself in the legends of the Jews and in the super gospel, Isaac will stand with Yahushua and defend the Israelites, and that way they will be delivered from hellfire. So this is why I've always said that it's not good to make a mockery of or look down on the Israelites, because though they may be lost right now, it's by divine arrangement that they are. But Yahweh is trying to save as many as possible so they don't have to experience hell before they are saved. But yes, they will be saved from hellfire, from eternal damnation, because the world is all about Israel. All creation is about Israel. The existence of Israel determines a lot for the rest of the world. So Israel cannot be totally destroyed by the grace of Yah. Hallelujah. Now Passover is coming up, as we have learned. We are actually a week away from Passover, today. Today is the day that we remember the waving of palm branches to Yahushua. And we've read Psalm 92 verse 12. The other thing I forgot to talk about was 1 Kings 6, 9, and then Ezekiel 40, 22 and 41, 23 to 26, which talk about Yahweh having instructed the children of Israel to engrave palm images, palm tree images, on the walls of the temple in the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies. I find it interesting that he told them to do that, but there is a prophetic significance of that instruction. And I believe that it's to do with connecting the Holy of Holies with the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was a place of communion, of fellowship, close fellowship, face-to-face, or panim-a-panim fellowship with Yahweh. Unfortunately, we lost that privilege when Adam and Eve sinned, because then they were banished from the Garden of Eden. And ever since then, Abba Yahweh did not speak to them face-to-face. He sent his son Yahushua HaMashiach, the mediator high priest, the mediator, Kohen Hagadol, the great high priest, to be the mediator between Abba Yahweh and Adam and Eve. So this issue of Yahushua being the mediator, it started long time ago, even before the book of Hebrews was written. And whoever wrote the book of Hebrews knew this. So anytime Adam cried out for help from Yahweh, Yahweh sent Yahushua HaMashiach to minister to him as the mediator between Yahweh and Yahushua because of the sin that Adam had committed. So being granted access to the Holy of Holies is a very special thing. It's something that is a high privilege. Remember, it says in the book of Hebrews, let us now boldly approach the throne of Yahweh. The reason why we can boldly approach is because of Yahushua HaMashiach, the great high priest. And I learned through the legends of the Jews that before the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies in those days, he had to go through various ritual cleansings and then enter. Now, by the time he entered, it was so glorious that I was told even the devil could not be there. The mere stepping of the high priest in holiness and the righteousness of Yahushua HaMashiach in the Holy of Holies was enough to banish the devil from there. And that made me understand why Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, is not the day for the devil to go and make accusations before Yahweh against the brethren. Remember, there are the condemned and then the brethren. That's a revelation the Lord gave to me recently when I was reading Revelation chapter 12, where it says the accuser of the brethren. The question I ask myself is, why is Yah saying the brethren only? And then it made me understand that The brethren are the people who have accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior, personal Lord and Savior, and therefore the devil has no claim on them, but he wishes to make them fall or appear before Yahweh as if they cannot be able to make it to heaven. So that we are brothers and sisters, the brethren, we are brothers and sisters in Yahushua HaMashiach. The ones who have rejected Yahushua HaMashiach are the condemned. That's why Yahushua says in his word, there is no condemnation. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Yahushua HaMashiach. Once you are in Yahushua HaMashiach, there is no condemnation. As long as you endeavor to be holy as Yah is holy, you don't just accept salvation and then stop there. Salvation can be lost. You have to daily work out your salvation with fear and trembling, so that you don't lose your salvation, and so that you don't, you don't become a condemned. So the devil cannot appear before Yahweh on the day of judgment, which is Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. That's the holiest day of the year, and therefore nothing unholy is to appear before the Lord. As far as, you know, the way I see it, though, it's the day that he judges the deeds of mankind, whether they are holy or they are unholy. So people keep saying that what we do doesn't matter because Yahushua has died on the cross for us. But it's very wrong for us to say that, because on judgment day every year, our deeds are placed before Yahweh openly, and then he judges us based on those deeds and in light of Yahushua HaMashiach's sacrifice. But sometimes if what you've done is so evil that it outweighs what Yahushua has done, it can affect you. So we have to be careful. So the palm trees being engraved on the walls of the Holy of Holies, which is the place where the high priest only entered once a year. And that's on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. They are to represent closer fellowship with Yah. They also represent Yahushua HaMashiach, and they represent Israel at the same time, because our righteousness is as filthy rags, but when we accept Yahushua, we inherit his righteousness. And remember, the righteous shall flourish like the palm trees. So the palm trees are representative of the people who accept Yahushua HaMashiach, and therefore accept his righteousness and endeavor to live holy before the Most High God. So these palm trees are only in the Holy of Holies and not anywhere else. Not anywhere else within the tabernacle of Moshe or the temple. Though there are some things that were placed in the temple that were not in the tabernacle. For example, in the temple there were 10 golden lampstands, as opposed to one in the tabernacle of Moses. I forgot to mention earlier when I kept saying that Yahushua is the bread of affliction and the bread of life. The bread of affliction is also the bread of the presence, or the show bread that was placed on the table in the holy place. Remember, they were meant to be 5 each, altogether 10, and these were for the priests to feed on. They were to do holy communion before Yah, I think on a daily basis, and also drink wine. So Ezekiel chapter 41 verse 23 to 26 says, the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 leaves each, 2 turning leaves, 2 for the one door and 2 leaves for the other door. There were made on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, like as were made on the walls. And there was a threshold of wood on the face of the porch of the outside. The porch outside. There were closed windows and palm trees on the one side and the other side. On the sides of the porch, Thus were the side rooms of the house and the thresholds. Sorry about the noise. Anyway, I'm trying to finish. So we see that the palm tree images were not only on the walls, they were also on the doors. They were on the doors, and the doors also had leaves. And out of all the plants that Yahweh tells us to use to wave at him at Sukkot and at Passover, Pesach, so Sukkot is tabernacles, the time when Yahushua was born, is the palm branches, which is the lulavim. In the book of Leviticus 23, we see from 33 to 44, we see Yahweh instruct us to make something called the lulav and the etrog. The lulav is a four species plant. So we put four species of plants together, and then we use them to wave to Yahweh, facing the north, the south, the east, and the west, while standing in the sukkah. Sukkot is plural, so the temporary shelter, and the sukkah is singular. So it's very interesting. There are connections all over the place, and even though there are four species of plants we put together, the main outstanding one is the lulav, which is the palm branches, which are, you know, part of the theme of this season. So, yes, 1 Kings 6:29 tells us the same thing that Ezekiel 41:23-26 is saying. And also it's talked about in Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 22. Yahweh is talking about the temple that is to be built for Israel again here. This is the second temple, I believe, but it could also be pointing to the temple in the heavens, or the temple in the New Jerusalem that we see talked about in Revelation chapter 21. Now, the other thing to take note of is those from the 10th day of Nisan to the 14th day of Nisan, Yahushua HaMashiach did a lot of things. A lot, and I mean a lot. Just because these were the final days before his death. After his death, he would be glorified, and there are certain things he wouldn't be doing like before. So a lot of parables were said, even including the parable of the Matthew 22 parable about the feast, the wedding feast. The Matthew 25 parable was said before his death. Also, the one about the 10 virgins. And then Matthew 24, that talks about the end times, was also spoken during these last few days near his death. The Spirit of Yah has just reminded me that this 10th day of Nisan is also the very day on which the crossing of the River Jordan happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise Yah. So there's so many prophetic connections. On Passover, Abraham went and fought for Lot to deliver him from the hand of the nine evil kings who had plotted to kidnap Lot as a retaliation or revenge against Abraham. So there's a lot of prophetic connections for this season. Today, the 10th of Nisan, yeah, a lot of other things happened over time, as we have learned just now. The crossing of the River Jordan happened on this day. And also, something else happened is Yahushua HaMashiach went to the temple and kicked people out and rebuked them for selling or doing business in the house of the Lord Yahweh. Apologies for the background noise. I'm going to stop here for now. As I said, there's so much to share, but I think I'm just going to have to stop here for now. Have a blessed Sabbath and a blessed new week. If I'm able to, I'll do more audios on the 10th of Nisan in 2 days' time, and I'll share them. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. and have a blessed week. Remain blessed.